This episode is dedicated to FIFA. The Nobel Committee didn't give Donald a peace prize, but you suck-ups sure did. Welcome to FIFA.
Bah humbug. The holiday season indeed. Momo has been an absolute Scrooge since the last episode. Did you write in to tell him he is still the best? Or what is the vernacular you kids use today? That he snatched and slays? Well, if you didn't write in, I only have one question for you. Why do you hate me? Moose is MIA, and Momo refuses to bail Ed out, so he's still locked up. How does that joke go? He is wound up so tight that if you shoved a lump of coal up... Well, let's leave it at that. I guess the show must go on. In today's episode of Open Mouth Insert Elevator, Momo encounters two individuals where he shares his version of the Christmas spirit. Ho, 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 and jingle, jingle indeed.
Hey everyone, it's Momo. We had a bit of a coup last week that we're still cleaning up. Far be it for me to dampen the holiday spirit. So in this week's episode, I share my experience riding the elevators with two individuals where we could be witnessing a Christmas miracle. Ever get into an empty elevator where there is a floor already pressed and wondering who did that? Or have you ever gotten into an elevator with someone with no floor pressed? In today's story, we get to cover both, with a bit of Lost in Translation thrown in. Of course, I couldn't let this opportunity go by without throwing a bit of sarcasm under the mistletoe. You decide, was I Santa or the Grinch?
The story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Case 004. The case of the Phantom Floor in a foreign language. It is the holidays, and Momo proceeds to the elevator to partake in his yearly holiday shopping excursion. When the elevator arrives and the doors open, he sees an elderly lady who is already in the elevator, and Momo proceeds to give his usual greeting.
Hi there.
As he turns to face the door, he notices that the second floor is selected. Just then, two others enter the elevator while speaking a foreign language. As Momo selects the floor to the parking garage, the elderly woman realizes that she has selected the wrong floor, and they proceeds to select a new floor. She turns to Momo and says,
I'm so sorry. Not sure what I was thinking at the time. But I pressed 2 instead of P2.
Without missing a beat, Momo presents her with a Cheshire Cat grin and says,
That's okay. Maybe it won't be a complete waste of time. Maybe it will be a Christmas miracle, and someone will be waiting to get on, making it a joyous event.
Confused by what Momo was saying, all she can say is,
Well, it is the season for that sort of thing.
However, the other couple that entered the elevator are still staring at the panel without selecting a floor. So Momo turns to them and says,
You guys want to get in on this? Do you have what you need to get going?
Come on, man.
After sharing something with each other in a foreign language, they finally select the ground floor and say,
Yes, good. Thank you.
As they arrive on the second floor, the door opens and no one is there. Momo looks over to the elderly woman and says,
No miracle today. Lump of coal for everybody.
You win some, you lose some, I guess.
The other couple look on as if they had missed something. Were they supposed to do something when they got to the second floor? Were they expecting to get a gift of coal?
What?
As they arrive at ground floor, they turn and say,
Okay, good. Thank you. Good day.
And walk away. The elderly woman turns towards Momo with a look of confusion and says,
I have no idea what that was.
P2 now has arrived, and as the elderly woman leaves, she says,
Okay, well, happy holidays, and maybe we'll get lucky on the second floor next time.
As the door closes, Momo thinks to himself that she may want to rephrase that next time, because she definitely was sending the wrong message. The moral of the story is, I have no idea what the moral of this story is. All I know is, I am not going to say anything to Momo off.
Well, clearly hell hath no fury like a Momo scorned. I must admit, though, from the possible scenarios that could have occurred, this is somewhat a mild one. Technically, if you really look hard enough, he was helping some foreigners to navigate along their day and making an elderly lady feel better for inconveniencing others. I think for today we'll go with that. With the number of disappearances around here, I think we should tread carefully. It already worries me that whenever Momo sees me, he grins, nodding his head, and gives me a wink. And I'm almost positive he's not hitting on me.
This segment is dedicated to anger management classes, something that Momo should seriously consider investing in. Anger management.
Welcome to the Open Mouth Insert Elevator After Show, where we unpack what just happened to make sense of what we just heard using our panel of me, myself, and I.
How do you turn this thing on? Oh, it is on? What? They can hear me? Oh, hi! This is Roy. I am a production assistant here, and Ed's not around, so he left me something to read in case we couldn't get a hold of him. Here we go! This episode seems pretty cut and dry. I think Momo was just being naturally funny, no matter what Filbert says. Okay, let's get right into it. That's all he has. I guess you enjoy the show? Somebody get me a phone! I'm not doing this again!
Alright, ready to get started?
Wait a minute. Where's Moose?
I put him under witness protection.
What? Don't you think that was a bit drastic?
Considering what you guys pull in the last episode, no.
Okay, so clearly you're still upset.
You could say that. Not that I like to stereotype, but I am Italian. If you insult us, betray us, or try to gang up on us, we are always one teamster short of a soprano.
Yeesh. Okay, so how is this going to work now?
It's simple. I vote yay, and so does Moose.
He's not here. How do you know it would be a yay?
Because I have a letter here from him. I, Moose of sound mind and body, have reviewed the material and feel
that Momo was justified in what he had done. So, I will be voting yay and confirm that this was done willingly and not done under duress.
Clever. So, I guess I'll still vote may because it really doesn't matter anyway. Back to you, Ed. Oh, yeah. When are you going to cut Ed loose?
When I feel the time is right. In the meantime, we have a line into his jail cell. Over to you, Ed.
Well, there you have it. A slam dunk if I ever saw one. It's clear that the spirit of the holidays has moved Momo, bringing love and compassion to the world. Unfortunately, Filbert is still a crusty old sot. I hope Auld Lang Syne gives him a good, swift kick in the... Never mind. See you next time. Momo, can you please get me out of here now?
Well, isn't this lovely? It looks like things are finally returning to normal. Ed just got back. He's not talking to anyone yet, but I'm sure he'll eventually trust us again. Well, we hope anyway. because I would love to compliment him on his new tattoo. Even Moose stopped by for a cup of nog, though he did have Filbert drink it first and then count it to 10. He also hired a very large security guard who even punched a snowflake for getting too close. I'm not sure, but I think that's Marvin strapped to his chest with a shirt that reads, "Try it?" I think Momo is starting to come around as well. He said it's pretty cold out there and that I should give my car a start to let it warm up. Well, we at Open Mouth Insert Elevator wish you a happy holiday season and happy new year. And we really do hope to see you next time. All of us. And I do mean all of us. Hey, Filbert, can you do me a favor and start my car?
This is a Fritz and Moritz AO Global Broadcast.